Here on this Thursday morning, we hope you are having a fantastic day out there. Currently, it is 56 degrees outside. And let's go ahead and get to the phones. We're going to talk to Brad from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And Brad, good morning. How are you doing today, sir? Doing pretty good. Again, I hope you are having a good day out there. I hope you're it's going to be a very nice day, so I know the animals are going to enjoy today out there as it's going to be about the perfect temperature. All right, so again, lots of great animals out there. We'll get to those in just a second, but as of right now, how are things going out at the shelter?
Well, actually, I am in Lewisburg, Kansas right now. Just left Kansas City. We dropped off a mama cat with four babies and another pregnant cat that's expecting kittens and some pups to some of our friends in Kansas City. So we're really doing well with rescues and adoptions. We've moved about 40 to 45 animals in the last 2 weeks. So things are going really well. We are low on dog food. We did have a donation of $100 and we were able to buy some dog food for our dogs, but we go through it really quick. If anybody would like to donate dog food, we suggest the Pedigree or Purina brand. We also are always in need of milk bones and dog toys, and of course kitty litter. So we're doing well.
Absolutely. Those dogs probably just nom, 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 nom through that food really quick. So
yes, they do. They also love peanut butter.
Yes, we've seen the pictures on Facebook, and especially I don't think he's with you guys anymore. I think he's gone, but his every time he would taste it, his eyes would get huge, like, yep. Oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. So
yes. I believe you were talking about Trumbo. And
yes.
Sadly, still with us.
Oh, okay, okay. I didn't know if he'd gone to a shelter or not. So,
yeah, nope, not yet.
Yeah, but Trumbo, anytime he gets a hold of some peanut butter, some whipped cream, his eyes get huge because he's just like, this is amazing.
It's like me with a cheeseburger.
Pretty much. It's like you put that in front of me, I'm like, this is about to be the best 5 minutes of my life. Well, yep. 5 minutes is not going to last that long. About 2 minutes of my life here. So, so all right. Well, Brad. Again, lots of great animals out there. And last week, we started with the cats. So let's go ahead and start with the doggos this week.
All right, I can do it. Again, Trumbo is still available. He's like a shepherd mix. He's black with some brown markings. He's a young dog. He's only about a year, year and a half. So he's willing, ready and willing to adjust to a new family. I introduced him to Tucker the other day. Again, and he had a blast with Tucker. So he may not do super well with high energy male dogs, but for the most part, he is dog friendly. So he is available. Then we have Roscoe. Roscoe is one of our newer dogs. He is a big boy. He's rough. I haven't weighed him yet, but he's probably an easy 70 to 80 pounds. He's a Rottweiler mix. He is neutered. He's, of course, got the black and the brown mark, gorgeous dog, and he's probably about 4 years old. We have Blotch. Blotch was on Facebook recently. He is white, and he has black on his ears and some faint black spots on his body. He's about a year and a half, 2 years old. I believe he is quite possibly a Dalmatian mix. He may have some kitty in there, but he's going to do best as an only dog. And he will need to be walked. He does not like to stay in fences. We found that out on his first day. So he'll need somebody that can be patient and walk with him every day. And then we have Ruby. Ruby has been our long-term resident for, she actually came in last June, I believe it was. So she's ready to get out. She's more than ready to get out. She's a terrier mix, about 50 pounds. She is undergoing heartworm treatment right now. Somebody paid for that for her, sponsored that. So, very sweet dog. She's about 5 to 6 years old. And then we have Gracie. Gracie is a little pity mix. She is black with some white on her chest and on her feet. She's probably about 10 months old, so she's still a younger dog, puppy stage, kind of. Very sweet. And then we have Blue. Blue is a gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous blue healer mix. He's got the really dark dark bluish gray coloring with the black sticks and specks. He came in with his friend, Rocky, who got adopted, so he is dog friendly. He doesn't care for the other dogs that bark at him through the fence, but he did well when we let him play with Tucker. And he's young as well. He's about a year old, 12 months old. Then we have Lindy and Bindi. They are both still there. Lindy is they're both German Shepherd mixes. Lindy's probably about 65 to 70 pounds. She is spayed. She's about 5 years old. Very sweet dog. She needs to be away from livestock, though. And Bindi is the same way. Needs to be away from livestock. She's closer to about 45 pounds. And she's about 3 to 4 years old. So sweet girls, ready for a home. And then we have Babe. Babe was recently posted on Facebook. She is a brindle mixed breed, has almost a lab build to her, kind of the narrow snout, the floppy ears. Anyway, she is about 10 to 12 months old as well. She is dog friendly. She loves Tucker. We have Willow. Willow is a spayed female. According to the person that surrendered her, she is a Malamute and a Heeler mix. So she's got some really unique markings. She's black. She has some white on her, as well as brindle on her legs and on her face. Really pretty girl. And every time we walk out to let her back inside from going outside, she talks to us. She goes, "Ooh." that's my best impersonation. I apologize. And then we have Boog. Boog and Richie have both been here for a while. Boog is probably an Akita and Labrador mix. He's a big guy. He is pretty much all white. His ears stand up, his tail curls, and he's got like a brownish nose. So really, really a handsome guy. He's about 3 years old. And then Richie, bless his heart, is very, very scared of the shelter. He will let us pet him, but he does not want to be there. He does great when he's with Tucker. He turns into a different dog, and that's what we really need, to find him a place to go where somebody has a dog that's comfortable and they can teach him confidence, and someone can show him some love and compassion. So, really sweet dog. He's about a year and a half. And he is a bird dog mix. He is white with black ticks and has black on his face and on his ears. So that's the dog group. And then I only have 4 cats that are available. I still have Blitz and Jewel. Gorgeous girls. They have white markings. And then what's not white is gray and black, so like a tiger stripe. Pink noses. One has yellow eyes. One has green eyes. Gorgeous girls. Very friendly. Socialized. They are ready for a loving home. Cat adoptions are only $55. Dogs are $75. That gets them spayed or neutered. And then we have Spans. Fan has been there the longest for the cat. She is still a kitten at about 8 months old. Her brother, Stick, got adopted, Stick and Span. She is a tiger stripe kitty. She is very sweet. She likes to be a parrot cat. She will try to jump on your shoulders, but we're trying to teach her to calm down on that. But very sweet. And then we have Princess. Princess is our new arrival. She is a tiger stripe and with white markings. She has a pretty pink nose. She's about 3 to 4 years old. She is spayed, and she is ready for someone to take her home and let her lay with them on the couch. So that's our group.
All right. Great group of animals out there. And again, I wish my landlord would let me have a cat, because I definitely would come scoop one or two up. So I love cats so much, especially the ones, like you said, the one that will just lay on the couch with you.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of cat I want.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brad, if anybody would like to come out and see all the animals out there, obviously people are free to come out. If anybody would like to come out there, how can they get out there?
Yeah, our location is 4955 County Road 1400. And I put a plug in real quick. We had an incident. If you're looking for our mailing address, it is P.O. Box 1654, Coffeyville, Kansas. Please do not mail items to our physical address. Our phone number is 620-252-6060. If you leave a voicemail, we will call you back as soon as we can. Or you can message us on Facebook. It's Coffeyville Friends of Animals-CSA. We are open 2 to 4 every day of the week except for Mondays. And we look forward to seeing you.
All right. So, again, head on out there. And like I was talking to Becky one time, if you go out, you can go out there. You don't even have to adopt a cat or an animal. If you just want to go out there and see them and spend time with them, you can do that as well, right?
Yep. Come out, spend some time with them, give them some treats. We'll hook you up with some milk bones and peanut butter.
Absolutely. And they'll definitely be happy. So, all right. Well, Brad, thank you so much for calling in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Again, that is Brad from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Lots of great animals out there, dogs and cats. And we'll have that interview up on our website here in just a little bit. But we need to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will get right back to the phones, taking your calls. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.